You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Come rally with the dog pound at the 2015 Cleveland Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Meet Browns players and alumni, including 2015 Browns rookie class. With autograph sessions throughout the day. Hear from Browns coaches, front office members, and more. Get your tickets now at clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zgura and Matt Wilhelm are with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. And it's Mailbag Wednesday, so we're going to dip into the mailbag here and bring in our producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs.
All right, guys. Row through Cleveland tweets at the show, will D. Johnson be more of a wide receiver this season than running back? Which of the three running backs could be the odd man out?
I think right off the bat, I would say if there is an odd man out, it would have to be Terrence West, and that simply because of the tight and narrow line that Isaiah Crowell has walked all offseason and his production last year when given opportunities. And then you've got to be excited about the new element that Duke Johnson brings to this football team. And no, I don't think he's going to be used as a wide receiver. If you're going to say, is he going to have a lot of reception as a running back? I think he'll be given those opportunities. And that is one thing that I'll be in tune with, is his ability to catch the football, you know, throughout this rookie minicamp, OTAs. And I think it'll be very clear by the time we open and maybe that first week of training camp to know exactly how he's going to be used moving forward.
I think he's going to be primarily a pass catcher, some change of pace work. I don't think necessarily that any of the three are the odd man out. I think Crow's going to be the main ball carrier. Johnson's going to be the change of pace and main pass catcher. And I think Terrence West is going to compete with Crow for that main ball carrier run.
All right, from our friend G.I. George behind enemy lines. Given how high Duke was drafted, would the Browns have chosen Gurley instead of Shelton if he was there at 12?
Nathan's answer was, and all signs pointed towards the answer being yes.
Shake that magic eight ball. I think all signs would point to yes. I'm glad it did not come to pass. I may regret that if it becomes Adrian Peterson, but I still ultimately, I think with this line, and I believe in Crow as well.
And also, too, just me watching Draft Academy the last couple nights and him not participating at the combine, not participating in the pro day, and then in speaking to some scouts, when are you going to be ready? I'm going to be ready in training camp. I don't want the good or bad of my franchise weighing on a guy fresh off an ACL just now participating and expecting to crank him right up and have him ready for football season.
This one's from Chad Mitchell. It's an interesting question. The English language might escape him a little bit. How will the first couple weeks at the start of the season with our 12 rookies be affected without Ray Farmer?
I don't think it's going to be affected at all. He's going to be here. He's going to set the 53. And then Coach Pettine, the coaches are taking over at that point. I don't think it's going to have a massive impact.
No. And in the same way that I said, you know, earlier when we had Kevin Jones in the studio, you know, Ifo and Telfer will be on, PUP or injured reserve. And then I said 6 out of the 10 would make the team. Those 4 other guys may, in fact, just make up a part of our practice squad.
Yeah.
So you're still getting, you know, a significant value on those 12 picks coming out of this draft class.
And it's all going to be set, like I said, before Ray Farmer's suspension. He's going to be involved in all of those decisions.
Duke Johnson, very popular topic in the mailbag today. Weimer19 tweets at the show. Any concerns about Duke Johnson? The other U runners all face tougher competition in the Big East than he may have had in the ACC.
I don't see.
Is that even true?
I can't imagine the Big East was better than the ACC.
That's why they left.
That's why they left. ACC, you've got
Florida State,
you've got Clemson, Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Duke had a decent
football
team.
Duke had a good team. Yeah, Duke was top 25 this year. Go. But who's in the – I mean, who's the good – Boston College?
Pitt.
Syracuse. Pitt. Syracuse hasn't been good in, I mean
– Forever and
forever,
a day.
Since, like, Donovan McNabb, I feel like. Since McNasty. All right, we got a lot of – through a lot of stuff. We'll talk a lot about it more tomorrow. We ended up having great guests. If you miss them, I would recommend checking out the Dane Brugler interview on the Browns app or clevelandbrowns.com. Same with the interview with Ifo, the brand new corner of the Cleveland Browns, taken in the 7th round out of the University of Oregon. Tomorrow, we've got a lot to come your way. We'll obviously talk a little bit about the Cavs. Go Cavs tonight. And we'll continue to talk about Johnny Manziel moving out and living a country club life, not a party life anymore.
I know where he's living.
You know where he's living. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Is that a teaser?
No, I'm not going to say where he lives.
He's not going to say. Matt Wilhelm will not divulge such secrets. No. It's sensitive information.
But he is.
He's in a good place, though.
He's closer to me than he is to you.
I like it. Yeah. I like, well, you are a football player. You guys should be close.
We hope. We hope.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here for Jason Gibbs, the great Matt Wilhelm, the returning KJ. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.